Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up.
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning.
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, September the 24th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. We got a lot to do today. Obviously, because we call this Reaction Monday, we're going to get your reaction to 18 different things today. Tiger Woods wins the Tour Championship. Justin Rose wins the FedEx Cup. It's going to be hard to be humble and do the, I told you so show today. To not do the I told you show today. But Tiger Woods, amazing. And not just what he did and how he did it, but watching it and seeing the emotion, seeing the crowds emerging and going crazy really all weekend. And topping it off with that 18th fairway and a celebration afterwards. That was amazing. We'll get your thoughts on that. If you want to eat some crow, I imagine Zach will be serving some cold crow this morning. Clemson 49, Georgia Tech 21. A lot to talk about here. Hot day in Atlanta. Great Clemson crowd. I would guess 18 to 20. I'm terrible at guessing those numbers. I'd guess that. We'll talk about Clemson's offense that produced 25 first downs, that produced 480 yards of total offense. Very balanced. 284 on the ground, 232 through the air. Trevor Lawrence, 13 of 18, 176 through the air, 4 touchdowns. We can talk about Travis Etienne, another great one. 11 carries, 122 yards, and a touchdown. Look, we got a little Tavion Feaster with some burst. 8 for 75 and a touchdown. Trevor Lawrence's touchdown drives. 5 out of 6 times of his drives, Tiger scored. We can talk about the defense that held Georgia Tech to just 146 on the ground today, on Saturday, and just 203 of total offense. Special teams, nice to see Xavier Thomas flying down the field. Nice to see the punt return back in the Clemson game again. Even the kickoff return back in Clemson's game. So we'll get all into all of the Clemson stuff today. Offensive line looked fantastic. J.D. Davis leads the team in tackles. Tigers had 4 sacks, 10 tackles for loss in the game. We'll talk a little bit about what Dabo Swinney has said and his coaching staff have said about the quarterback position and some decisions to be made there. South Carolina beats Vanderbilt. I watched it last night, 37-14. The Gamecocks offensive line and Rico Dowdle dominated Vanderbilt. They took a knife to a gunfight. Supposed to be a street fight. They beat him up. The Gamecocks had 273 on the ground. Shy Smith had a great game through the air, 5 for 119 and a touchdown. We'll get to the polls today. Tigers and Georgia stay the same 2 and 3 in their respective polls. Coaches poll and AP poll. Kentucky now 17th. Watch Kentucky Saturday night. Duke 22nd. It's in the basketball poll. Early lines right now for this coming week. 22.5. Clemson favored over Syracuse, noon, ABC on Saturday. Gamecocks anywhere from a one-point favorite to a pick 'em on Saturday night, 7:30 in Lexington, Kentucky. SEC, Bama rolls over A&M. Georgia, you know what? Georgia scores some defensive touchdowns, special teams touchdowns. Nice win for them. Missouri's typical Missouri. Looks good for a series, looks terrible for a series. LSU gets by. Auburn shuts down Arkansas. Kentucky beats Mississippi State. Back-to-back wins against ranked opponents for Kentucky. And then Florida just demoralizes Tennessee. Notre Dame comes in. Wake Forest gives up 56, and Wake Forest fires their defensive coordinator. Old Dominion was 0-3, including getting destroyed by Liberty. So, of course, they beat Virginia Tech over the weekend. Boston College ranked, has everything going. Of course, Purdue punks Boston College this weekend. Makes them look bad. North Carolina had nothing going. Of course, they beat Pittsburgh this weekend. Syracuse undefeated, put up a 50 against UConn. And NC State still undefeated. Stanford wins a wild one in Oregon. Army takes Oklahoma to overtime. Of course they did. Washington holds off Arizona State. West Virginia makes Kansas State look old. Texas Tech upsets Oklahoma State. Wisconsin beats Iowa. NFL last night. Of course the Bills were 17-point underdogs and won in the biggest upset in 23 years. And of course, did the Lions beat the Patriots on Sunday Night Football? Everybody knew that was going to happen. Bad news, baseball, Didi Gregorius out for the Yankees, maybe out for the year. Atlanta clinches the National League over the weekend. I want to get into the explosive plays. Let me give you some rankings before we get into it. In plays over 60 yards or more, Clemson fifth in the country, 50 yards or more, sixth in the country, 40 yards or more, third in the country, 30 yards or more, second in the country. The explosive plays are back. We always talk about the 40 and 500 club right now, Clemson's offense, 40.8 points per game, 506 yards a game. Clay Matthews flagged again, and really what's turned into an embarrassment for the NFL. Bryson Nimmer wins and for Clemson Golf. He wins the individual tournament out in Scottsdale. Tell you about where the ladies and the men finished. Talk a little FPI. How about the Gamecocks on FPI now? 9-3. Things change. Clemson, their lowest winning percentage now, 81% against Boston College. And then we got a bunch of thoughts about Tiger Woods stuff, including one that I'll ask you later as the show goes on, maybe later this week. How many people could do what Tiger did, not only in winning, not only in coming back from it? As we told you before, it was his mental deal. Not just physically doing it, but mentally doing it and the hard work that he put into it to overcome those things, the elite mental mind. But from our standpoint, from the spectator standpoint, how many people could move that needle the way it was moved yesterday? How many people in the world? I'd say there's a couple political figures. I don't think there's an actor. Yeah, there's an actor that can move the needle like that, maybe. Maybe a musician or two. Any more athletes besides Tiger Woods move the needle like that? What we saw yesterday? Doubt it. That's why it's good. That's why you should be pulling for him the whole time. Or just be wrong like we told you forever. I'm a little surprised that Zach Orr is here. I thought that he would have stayed in bed and moped and not come out and rubbed your nose in it. Giants win. Yankees clinch a playoff spot. Tiger Woods wins. Trevor Lawrence looks great. Mr. Orr, 24. Skip all the other introduction. Hey, buddy! How you doing over there? Got your Tiger Woods red on over there? See, I noticed you did that.
I was so excited to be here this morning.
I see what you did over there.
Good morning.
Got your Tiger Woods red shirt on over there.
How are you?
That was planned, huh?
Yeah. I had black pants, too, but I figured it'd be too hot.
Good for you, man. Congratulations, buddy.
Hey, it's not a congratulations to me. It's congratulations to old T-Dub, old Big Cat.
How about that?
80. Number 80.
How about that?
Got it at 42 years old. So only trails by 3 now, I believe. So exciting day yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's about as good of a sports weekend as I've had in some time.
See, I thought you were staying in bed and moped.
If we're going to be honest. Yeah, the Yanks clinch a playoff spot.
Yeah.
The Giants won yesterday.
Yeah, that's a rarity.
Yeah, that's a rarity. Giants won yesterday. It was weird with that, by the way, because, you know, I've never rooted against Deshaun Watson before in my life, and I had to do that for the first time yesterday, and that was uncomfortable for me. The Tigers win yesterday.
Right.
Or Saturday, excuse me.
Dominant.
Dominant win.
That's the win. That's the kind of win you needed, right? And, a dominant win, right?
Oh, yeah. And we're going to jump into that.
All right.
Trevor Lawrence looked fantastic, by the way. Unbelievable.
13 of 18, 176, four touchdowns.
And then a 42-year-old has-been who's been washed up for a decade now, who hasn't been able to do anything, who won't be able to do anything, who is a former golfer, somehow managed to win the Tour Championship yesterday. He ends up winning it by two strokes. Should have been more. Made it a little interesting there at the end. But nevertheless, Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods. Eldrick wins yesterday. Had a great time watching that.
Did you see my retweet of Tiger watching the videos of everybody telling me he can't win again?
Yes. That was funny. Now, that's obviously not real.
You don't think?
No, it's not. I think that's a video of people complimenting him and stuff like that.
Okay.
Scratch, it was Scratch, right?
Yeah.
Scratch does those kind
parodies.
Of parodies and stuff every once in a while, and they're hilarious. But yes, it was still a great thing. I retweeted it myself. Twitter was at, it was peak Twitter yesterday, or after he won, it exploded. All of the old takes being exposed, all of the celebrations, people being excited. Twitter was what the crowd following him was down 18.
Yes.
Yesterday. That's what it was like. Just chaos.
I've never seen that. The 18th hole, I've never seen that before. We've seen it at the British Open. I say never.
They said they were comparing it to the 97 Masters.
Yeah, the British Open, they do that, and then the guy emerges from the crowd. I've seen that before. But with that kind of just raw emotion, they do it anyway to like go through the motions over there. It was just raw emotion yesterday. And people crying and people screaming and yelling, and it was amazing. By the way, ratings, just for Thursday's first round, 26% higher than the first round. I can't wait to get the rest of the TV ratings in here and see how he did against the NFL yesterday. Remember on Friday's show I told you that there's going to be a ratings war between the NFL and golf, which would be crazy to think about?
I would imagine the NFL still wins that.
Yeah.
But I think it's probably closer than people would have thought.
It shouldn't be a conversation.
No.
But it is.
Well, old Tiger moves the needle.
I was going to ask you what you did this weekend.
That's it right there.
That's it.
Those things.
Unbelievable,
and
huh?
I enjoyed it. Oh, my gosh.
Do a 12-hour show today.
It.
Some people might wish we'd do 12 hours.
There was a line that you had to find yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Where you didn't want to rub people's nose in it too much.
Yeah, a little humility. That line was hard to find for you.
But it was definitely something that I went right up to, if not towed.
If not crossed.
If not crossed.
Right. But that's okay. All those tweets.
I was liking tweets from 2012.
All those text messages.
Oh.
And don't get me wrong. You're still going to hear these. Well, it wasn't a major. It wasn't a full field.
No. Yeah, exactly. Let's dispel those myths real quick. It wasn't a full field. No, it was only 30 guys.
The 30 best players in the world.
Literally the 30 best players in the world.
Right.
You cannot field a better competition for him.
Right. Right.
It wasn't a major. No, you are correct. It was not a major. They've played all four of them already, and they won't have another one until Augusta in April. I don't know what to tell you about that. Still a big enough tournament. $9 million purse. Wasn't some slouch tournament. I'll be honest with you about that. If you're Europe, you're terrified right now. You have to be absolutely terrified, especially considering the way Rory played against Tiger head-to-head yesterday. Your boy Rory looked awful. Just absolutely dreadful. It's fun to watch golf when Tiger Woods is successful. It's fun to see him reach back and pipe one down 18 like he did yesterday. It's fun to be a part of it. Anybody that has the hater mentality this morning, the it didn't do this or he didn't do that, X, Y, Z, whatever it is, I'm not even going to address it anymore because I'm so excited after yesterday. I am so elated that the most notable and polarizing figure in the sport of golf is at the pinnacle of it again, that none of the naysayers mattered this morning.
Can't get you out of your little deal this morning.
No. What are you possibly going to say to me?
Oh, no, they're going to say it.
Well, what?
He still won't be Jack's record. It wasn't a major. It wasn't a full field event. It wasn't blah, 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 you know. Hey, look, the best tweet I saw yesterday was something that really validated you and me. It was from Brent Snedeker. And it said, I played with him back in the spring at the Valspar in Tampa, and I knew right then he was back. It took a win for everybody else to get on board. But you know, I'm going to say, man, look at the club head speed. Look at the guy, and it's coming around. I told you there'd be rust, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, just the competitive level, there's rust. You take any time off. A guy takes 2 weeks off, 3 weeks off, 4 weeks off in the PGA Tour. There's going to be some rust. This guy took basically a couple of years off. But what we also told you was, it's the elite mind. Did you see the interview yesterday where he says, some of my tour buddies out here congratulating me because they're the ones who kind of really knew what I was going through?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, man, my body was a wreck.
That we don't know how deep and dark that hole was that he was in.
Right.
We have no idea.
Right.
Evidently, there's an inner circle that does.
Right.
But we don't know.
Couldn't sit down. Couldn't ride a golf cart. You know, couldn't fly. You know, would sleep on the floor because he couldn't, you know, get up in bed at times. This is heroic type stuff, if you let it be. Again, now some of you out there won't. But, you know, some of you out there are still going to be so defiant. I tweeted this to a buddy, or texted this to a buddy yesterday. Your desire to be right overwhelms your desire to acknowledge anything else. So you'd rather be right and look stupid by doing it and stick to your guns rather than admit what the entire rest of the world sees. And if you want to be that guy, that's fine. We see it in politics all the time. We see it in our world today. Despite all the mountain of evidence against you, stick to your guns, buddy. Don't change. Be stubborn and find it out. But this is what we told you since the spring. He's back. It's amazing he's back. It's one of the, if you would let it happen, enjoy yourself, it's one of the greatest stories you could ever see. My 14-year-old niece texted me yesterday. And she said, and she showed a tweet that she said this summertime, he's going to win again, you know, like you said. And my message to her was, no matter what happens to you in life, if you persevere, if you don't give up, if you work hard, you can achieve anything. So there's some big, big, big picture stuff out here for you. There's also a lot of big noses going to be rubbed in it to you. Big noses rubbing in great big stinky piles. I'm not going to do it, though.
Oh, man.
What do you get one text already? Well, it wasn't a full field.
That's fine. That doesn't matter to me.
How about this one? Well, he didn't win the $9 million. Justin Rose did. Okay. You win, bud. You win.
Justin Rose won 10, didn't he?
Yeah, but that's fine.
Wasn't the purse for the whole tournament $9 million? For the tour championship?
I don't even know.
I think that's where I got that number from.
Yeah, I don't even know. Good for him, man. I like it. Good for him. Got a lot to do today.
We have a lot to do today.
This is going to be one of the great ones. Dabo did not name a starting quarterback for Saturday. He said, let you know. But he said, I don't want to do this tonight. I want to talk to the players. It sounds like there's going to be a change.
Dabo said, we don't do depth chart changes in post-game conferences.
Yeah. Last night on his deal, he said,
on the teleconference,
he said, hey, we're not going to talk about it right now. I want to talk to the players first. Meaning, there's change coming.
Yeah.
You see why you listen to Zach when you listen to the show?
Really testing the humility this morning.
Do we not say at some point in time Trevor's talents take over?
We did.
Okay, just checking. Let's make sure.
Now, there's nothing I hate more than the I'm right, you're wrong show.
I hate it.
And there is an element of fun to it for us.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to sit here and do that. That's not going to be today's show.
Not for 3 hours, but for about 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, guys, I got to tell you, there is a lot going on as your body ages. There's a lot going on as you continue to mature in your life. You know, there's things that are going on with your hair. I remember my dad used to say that when he got out of the shower, it looked like a dead squirrel in the bottom of the shower. Now, there's some things that are happening with your skincare, dried up skincare. Something happening with your sexual awareness. I just want to tell you that as you get old, there are scientific answers to your issues that are out there. Real doctors with medical grade solutions at 4hims.com. No waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits, no lines, and you can save money. 4hims.com. This is easy. I want you to try 4hims for a month for just $5. They'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. You can see the website for full details. This could cost you, you know, hundreds of dollars if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. The first month is only $5. How do you do it? Go to 4hims.com/Mickey5. That's fourhymns.com/Mickey5. Again, one more time, fourhymns.com/MICKEY and the number 5. Segment number 2, including your phone calls when you come back for more after this.
Clemson Paw Partners is a 501c3 nonprofit helping improve the lives of animals in our community. They've lined up an awesome night of fun, food, and prizes. Monday, October 1st, Clemson Paw Partners will gather at Four Paws on Old Greenville Highway across from Bojangles from 6 until 8. Pets on a leash are welcome too. Free giveaways to all who attend, and they'll raffle off gift cards, gift certificates, and a Whistle 3 GPS tracker for your pet. Clemson Paw Partners at Four Paws Monday from 6 until 8.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Hi friends, Mickey Fowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. That's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Fall is almost here, so Carolina Lawn and Tractor is helping you gear up for it with John Deere. John Deere has special low-rate financing as low as 0.9% for 60 months on Gator utility vehicles. Save $400 on Gator XUV, the ultimate in outdoor work and fun. With 33 years of experience and reliable technicians, you will be ready to mow like a pro. See Carolina Lawn and Tractor at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard for details on special financing. Sale ends October 26, 2018. Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. They are the community bank you've been looking for. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powderville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Tackle the day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Riding is a passion, passed down through generations. Tim's Harley Davidson knows about generations of passion, and they'll show you open road freedom. Climb on your dream bike, twist the throttle, and hear that iconic rumble. It's 2019 model season, so there's a ton of new and pre-loved bikes. Plus, Tim's has a team of friendly experts to make your experience as smooth as fresh pavement. Dare to find your passion. Ride into freedom. Go see South Carolina's oldest dealer, Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Wake up, Cole!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Reed's Jewelers wants to help you out. Reed's is the Tiger Woods of jewelers. Everybody's the Tiger Woods of everything today. Let Wally Odom and his great team help you. They're going to walk you through a process if it's a big buy. You know, you don't need a help. I mean, you need help, but you don't need the huge decision making like with a smaller buy. But like if you're going to buy something really, really big, you know, something very, very nice, then you're going to need a little advice. When I first walked into Reed's, I'd done a little research about clarity and about cut, about clearness, about all that kind of stuff. I don't even know, but the color and all that kind of stuff. But really, I just depended on Wally and his team that helped us. And the bottom line is that the expertise comes through the experience. 20, 22, 23, 24 years are these people that have been working there. They love helping you. You can tell when you walk in there. It's a passion of theirs to help you. Upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. My great friends at Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Thank you, Mickey. We talked a little bit about Tiger Woods in the first segment there, yeah. And I'm sure we'll continue to talk about him today. But the story for the Clemson aspect of the weekend was the Tigers going to Georgia Tech and coming out there with a blowout win. They wanted to see the Tigers. They wanted to see their team start and finish that game strongly. And while they started a little bit on the off foot on offense and on defense in that first drive, people forget that, they ended up finishing that game very strongly when they put the entire first team back into the game and went down the field and scored on a T. Higgins touchdown. What, Mickey Potter, did you see down there in Atlanta? I know you were at the game, probably sitting on the 50 like the aristocrat that you are.
No.
And 20. What kind of conclusions that you draw from the matchup with Georgia Tech this weekend?
Travis Etienne is special.
Very fun to watch. His balance is unbelievable.
Unbelievable balance and runs hard and got great burst. He's got a lot of really great attributes. The offense is different with Trevor Lawrence on the field.
Hey, Taven Feaster's still good, by the way.
Feaster is good. Feaster had his best game of the year. 8 carries, 75 yards, and a touchdown. Nice to see that. Defense was dominant. Georgia Tech's not very good. 18,000 Clemson fans. Maybe more. Maybe a couple thousand more. And you know what? Clemson's offensive line played really, really well. Much maligned throughout. A lot of you try to jump that. I thought they played great. J.D. Davis played great. Thought that had a nice punt return, nice kick return. Got to fall on some of those fumbles. Got to work on fumble practice maybe, whatever. But 480 yards and Lawrence scores on 5 of his 6 drives. First 2 drives, 1 first down and 13 yards. And it just looks different. Now, I'll say this. I think we'll see much more Trevor Lawrence. I think you could see Trevor Lawrence maybe as starting maybe as early as this weekend. We'll find out that today and tomorrow. When Kelly came back into the game.
Yep.
I'm standing ovation guy yelling, "Come on, KB, pull it for your buddy," kind of thing. Because, you know, we get this misconstrued thing that we only want Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is the only guy. You know, I'm pulling for him like crazy. Feel bad for him a little bit, but I don't feel too bad. He's going to be revered forever for Clemson for what he did last year and first part of this year. Got some great road wins. One of the greatest road quarterbacks you've ever seen by the great wins, right? With that said, too, obviously, it's obvious Lawrence is the best quarterback, but we've not seen the last of Kelly Bryant. There, in the worst case scenario for him, as far as, you know, his significance, short yardage, red zone, I still think there's packages. And maybe, you know, you don't want Lawrence to get hurt. Maybe you don't want Lawrence to struggle. But those kind of things can happen. But I don't think that Kelly Bryant is through making an impact in this program. Unlike some folks might think.
He started the first two series of the game.
Didn't look great.
The offense typically scripts its first nine plays. That is what they do. And the purpose of those nine plays, as Taj Boyd wrote a piece yesterday and talked about, the purpose of those nine plays is to see how the defense will defend you in certain sets and systems and whatever you're going to put on the field. What personnel is going to defend what personnel is going to kind of lay the base for how you call the rest of the game. He mentioned in that article that I wrote that it's not as important that you score. It is more important to see how they're going to defend you. So you can take that as you may and draw what conclusions you want to there. That being said, he didn't look particularly effective on the first two drives. I think it was the plan to put Trevor in after two. That it's been for the last couple of weeks. Correct me if I'm wrong. He just kind of took over. He took the reins of that game and ran with it. It was telling to me after the interception that he threw off of the helmet, which you can put that blame wherever you want to. I'm not going to necessarily put it all on Trevor Lawrence there. That Dabo puts him back in that game and lets him right that wrong. There's going to be bumps in the road with a freshman, true freshman quarterback at the helm. That was one of them, and he was able to correct his mistake and go back onto the field and lead his team to a touchdown. After the half, Trevor Lawrence is the quarterback to come out of the locker room and start the game in the second half. And then when the first team was reinserted into the game to finish the game strong and really put the nail in the coffin and have no doubt, it was Trevor Lawrence that trotted out there with the first team offense. And finally, Mickey, the one that really put it over the edge for me in the postgame, Kelly Bryant was not made available to the media. Instead, Trevor Lawrence was made available to the media. It seems like it's the time there. There's been a while where nobody really wanted to call it. There's been a while where neither player seemed to reach out and definitely put a stranglehold on position. For a while, it's been the coaching staff's notion and mantra that they wanted to see something definitive. They wanted to see a knockout punch. I don't understand how four touchdowns over the course of the day at Georgia Tech isn't considered that knockout punch. This is Trevor Lawrence's team now. I think Syracuse is, in all likelihood, his first start. I'm very excited for that personally, having the chance to go to the game in person this weekend.
Oh, that's right. So you could tell your kids you're Trevor Lawrence's first game.
It could be a fun weekend for that, but it's Trevor's team. The offense looked like the offense should look, and it was just a lot of fun to be a part of on Saturday.
Six drives, five touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure. Six drives, five touchdowns. But hear me out. I still think there's room in this offense for Kelly Bryant, a role for Kelly Bryant.
Where's the role?
Because
I want to believe
as long as Trevor is healthy, and as long as Trevor doesn't suffer, he's not going to play bad. I mean, he's not going to have this like awful, awful game where he's just throwing picks every other drive, right? But if that does happen, then that's one role. But I personally see short yardage or red zone, not mop up. I think there's still there will be some key drives where Kelly Bryant can still take advantage of that and be a big part of it.
Does anything you saw Saturday say he needs to be in for short yardage and red zone stuff?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not ready for that. This is part of me just feeling for Kelly Bryant. Part of me is that I just like him so much. I just really think he's a great kid. But
I'm not here to win football games.
This is not juice box.
I'm here to win football games.
Right. This is the best players played and try to give yourself the best chance to win. I do think his running ability gives you a different look. And maybe, yeah, in short yardage, yeah. In goal line, yeah. Because what we're talking about is a plus one running game where you have one more blocker as a result of the running back being there. I don't want Trevor running a lot, by the way. He did look good in his one run, but I don't want him running a lot.
He's got them long legs. Boy, he can cover some ground.
How about the check throw to Renfro and then the check throw to Ross? Man.
Yeah.
I'm going to check into that and get that done.
Yeah.
First two touchdowns, it just looks different.
The throw to Renfro.
Right.
You take that, you check into it, yes.
Yep.
You can take that, you can feel the pressure, you can roll against your body.
Right.
Roll to the left to be able to, on the run, it seems simple when you see it, when you talk about it now, but to roll, square your shoulders, and put that ball in that location, it's special.
Yeah, it is. There's no doubt. Almost, the underneath guy almost gets it, and the corner on over almost gets it. Or safety almost gets it, whatever. But
and at some point, he's going to make some kind of mistake right there.
Right.
That one of those balls is going to get intercepted.
Right. But so did Deshaun. And guess what? Deshaun came back and scored the next drives.
Which is exactly what Trevor did this weekend.
Exactly right. Threw the one off the back of the helmet, back of the whatever interception, then comes back and scores the next three drives.
That offense looked like the offenses that were winning national championships.
Yep. That's good.
That's what it looked like.
And as we can tell you, this is happening. The running game is better as a result. The box is not stacked. The vertical passing game looks better. The horizontal passing game is better. The middle of the field looks better. ETN looks better. So all those things play into it that, yes, it just looks different. Now, 7 play, 74-yard, touchdown. 2 play, 55-yard, touchdown. 2 play, no yard, that's the pick. 1264 touchdown, 775 touchdown. Kelly gets a 10-play, 83-yard drive touchdown.
One of those was a two-minute drill, by the way.
Right. That was a two-minute drill right before the half was the 12-play, 64-yard in a minute 53. And then you put him back in the game late, 5 play, 77 touchdown. Just.
The T.
It looks good. Looks different. Oh, by the way, Georgia Tech's terrible.
Yeah.
If you're a Tech fan, how do you watch that every week? You just. That's hard to watch if you're a Georgia Tech fan. All right. Good job, segment two, buddy. Joe in D.C., Zeke Delwin, hang on. I'm coming to you. It's Reaction Monday. Hey, my friends at Trail want to build for you. Trail is different. Remember I said that the Clemson offense looks different with Trevor Lawrence in there? Things look different with Trail. You're not going to have to go between an architect and your contractor and the design changes and your contractor said, man, we can't do it the way this guy draws it up. This is too hard. He doesn't understand this isn't here. The materials will be costing more and they're going to go over budget. Then there's going to be delays and then something's going to go wrong. You end up in litigation. So you don't have to hire an attorney to do the same things. Then you have this adversarial relationship. Then you'll be stressed about it. No, it doesn't have to be that way. When you go with a single source delivery, you go to the people that have no adversarial relationships. You go to the people that's going to get your building on time and get your building on budget. Every single time, Trail's going to do it, and they're going to do it right. TREHEL.com. Let me tell you why it's about relationships. Their employees are happy. Trail compensates them well. Trail has them local here. They put their kids to bed at night. They take their kids to school in the morning. They eat dinner with their kids, whatever. They're happy people. They're not overstressed with things going on. They're very happy people. And as a result, you'll see it. When I walk in the building at Trail, it's like, hey, good morning. How are you? Good. How are you doing? Great. So I walk down the hall at Trail. Hey, Mickey, how you doing? Hey, good to see you guys. Y'all doing all right? Yeah, great. It's like euphoria over there. It's a great place to work, great place to be involved with. You're going to love dealing with them. TREHEL.com. Find out why the single source delivery works at 1-800-349-7006. TREHEL.com. Hey, break. We'll come back. Phone calls, text, tweets, Reaction Monday. More after this.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot. And it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24-7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Hi, friends. Mickey Plyler here for Bosie Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bosie and the Boggs Law Firm for legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice. Make your first phone call to Bosie Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Not only does Maserati Lotus Greenville on Lawrence Road have one of the largest selection of luxury pre-owned vehicles, they also have the best luxury automotive repair facility in the upstate. The skilled technicians at Euro Automotive Upstate work on all luxury and domestic vehicles with pricing of an independent shop. Mention this ad and get 10% off service. Euro Automotive, upstate trusted quality with affordable pricing at Maserati Lotus Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road.
It's the same story. Your kid has a juice box, and before you know it, the red stain is on your favorite rug. You don't panic because you know Zero Res leaves no residue and gives a like new clean. This month, get three rooms and a free hallway for $119 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Call at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Here at The Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. Here's a real full-service bank that puts community first. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it is for business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Again, that's CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
There is only one place just as excited as you are for football this year, and it's your favorite Clemson sports store, the Tiger Sports Shop. Come by and see us before the tailgate and make sure you're game day ready. The Tiger Sports Shop is the exclusive local Nike sideline apparel store that also features replica game day jerseys and Clemson Nike shoes. Locally owned and family operated, the Tiger Sports Shop is proud to be a part of your game day experience. Come by and see us at our newly renovated stores at 1102 Clemson Boulevard and College Avenue downtown.
Hey, man, what you shoveling out the back of your truck?
BS. A lot of BS. I've been truck shopping down there at a big city dealership. I got a lot of BS on price and selection. I need a hometown dealer.
Hey, I'm Matthew Murdoch. Don't settle for the other guy's BS. BS should stand for better selection, better service, and a better sales experience. And you'll find it at Ed Murdoch Superstores, your local Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Ed Murdoch Superstores, where you are family without the BS. Come see us in Livonia, Georgia, or at EdMurdochSuperstores.com.
Your home is your largest investment. Its value is enhanced by the way it looks on the outside, as well as what's on the inside. That goes for your yard as well. An investment in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden is an investment in your home. From robotic mowers to tractors and zero turns, as well as trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and hedge trimmers, Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden are trusted experts. Husqvarna offers many options for you as a homeowner or as a commercial landscape professional. Find Husqvarna equipment locally at Easley Lawn and Garden. They have the knowledge, the expertise, the parts, and repairs you can depend on. Husqvarna has been around for many years, just like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in them like you would your home. Your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online, easleylawn.com.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Wake up!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Hey, our friends at Robin Hood want you to try them out. Give them a try. Just get involved with them and see if you like it. A lot of people are right now. This is an investing app. It lets you buy and sell stocks and all this commission-free. They really want to make your services that work for you, not just the wealthy. It's not intimidating. It's a way for newcomers to invest the first time with true confidence. And you get a clear design. The data is there. The data is easy to use. There's a lot of different tools on there, a lot of different information on there that you can see and how helpful it is. The easy design and easy to understand charts and market data, it takes us four taps on a smartphone to get all of this. Learn how to build your portfolio. Learn how to discover new stocks. Learn how to customize your notification for price movements. You're going to love this. Robinhood is giving listeners right now free stock like Apple, Ford, Sprint to help build your portfolio. You can sign up today at mickey.robinhood.com. That's mickey.robinhood.com. One more time, mickey.robinhood.com. You want to take some phone calls?
Absolutely. Got three on hold.
Reaction Monday. Joe is in our nation's capital. Hey, Joe, you're very, very patient. I can't thank you enough, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm good, man. All I'm going to say is the film don't lie, man.
Yeah,
film does not lie,
You've been saying this for a long time now, and I've always agreed with you. And, you know, obviously Saturday was another feather in the cap for those that have been saying what you've been saying.
What makes this a special situation is I compare him to Deshaun Watson a little bit right now, but when we get into a game where we can't run the ball, right, I know that we can throw it. With Kelly B, if we can't run, we probably can't throw. And that's what happened last year in Alabama. Once the running game broke down, he couldn't throw the ball. It was a mess. But with Trevor Lawrence, we have enough passion where this young kid can get that ball out of his hands, and he got the wide receivers to make it happen. Now, with Kelly B Saturday, unfortunately, Etienne, he dropped the pass on third down that he should have caught. Kelly B overthrew one guy, and his series was over with. Everything kind of got to go perfect for him to stay on the field as a starter. Now, you say you see a package for him. I don't think they're going to be down on the goal line that much the way this guy throws the ball. I really don't see it because he's having 30, 40-yard chunk plays with his receivers. So if that package does exist, it won't happen too often if he got a lot of grass in front of him. But this is what we've been looking for. A 40, 50-point game. Yeah. He's the real deal, man.
You know, I don't disagree with you, Joe. Here's one thing I really like, too. With Kelly, you get to stay on schedule. And there were several times in this game with Trevor Lawrence that, you know, 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 12 or 3rd and 15, whatever it might be, and it's not that big of a deal. I'll give you examples of it coming up, but Clemson's third down conversions are much better here. And down in distance, it obviously is still important, but Trevor Lawrence bails you out when he don't stay on schedule.
Right. I agree with you totally, man.
Yep.
I don't know what the album got to look at, but the film don't lie. It's obvious this guy needs to start. He may not have to play the whole game, but he does need to get them off on a good foot. And it'll be better for him, too.
I agree, Joe. I appreciate your phone call. Appreciate your input, man. Hope you have a great week in D.C. this week.
You too, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Let me give you some examples of that quickly, Mr. Or 24. There was, in the first drive, they only had one third down. It's third and one, and they ran it on that one. And that's the touchdown pass to Renfro. That was a second eight play. Second eight's not really on schedule, but I'm mainly thinking from third down. A third down on, let me see if I'm right with saying this, the 21 to nothing drive. It was second eight on the 53-yard pass. Again, second eight's not on schedule. So you can use those two as examples. I'm trying to think from third. There was a third and seven, throws to Renfro for nine. That's a really good catch for Renfro. A third and 15 as the clock's running down, and he throws a 21-yard pass to Amari Rodgers. So they faced two third and longs, and they hit both of those. I'm not sure Kelly, and hopefully he would, but I'm not sure Kelly really does that. That's the only, there's a third and one, they made it. That's back when Kelly was in the game. On the, when he put him back in the game, let me see if I get this right here, for the final drive, final touchdown drive here. No third and longs on that one. But, a lot of second longs in there. The point, the two long third and longs that he had, he converted both of them.
Sure.
And so, again, it's not as important staying on schedule. Zeke, thanks for hanging on so long, man. How you doing this morning?
Mickey, I mean, no disrespect this morning, okay?
Okay.
So no disrespect.
All right.
I refuse to talk about Clemson football because you beat a team that Pittsburgh beat, North Carolina beat Pittsburgh. God almighty.
Mm.
Pittsburgh, I'm trying to get my coach fired, Pittsburgh. Jeez, come on. Mick, I got a stat for you. Pittsburgh's beating every team in the ACC but North Carolina. What the crap?
Yeah.
You know, I don't need them thinking maybe there's a chance. Maybe we should give him one more year. I needed 1-11. So, you know what? Miami, take care of business Thursday night. I need this guy gone. So, hate to be that way, but I'm thinking big picture, not small picture. And I'm just stunned that Pittsburgh could not freaking go to Chapel Hill in front of 65 fans. 65, not 6,500. And beat that guy. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But congrats, Zach Gore. Your guy did look great. And you know what? The way Tua is slinging the ball in Alabama and Tuscaloosa, you need to go ahead and just play this guy all the way and be ready because that juggernaut continues to grow also. So let the talent play. And I'm not sure why Nick Saban continues to play his backup. I think they could have put 60 on A&M if it let Tua play. So just let talent play. I do want to talk about Tiger real quick, Mickey, because like you, I love the game of golf. And for those of us that love the game of golf, Mickey, I've been going. My family's been going, like I told you, the Masters for well over 40 years. My dad taught me how to play the game, and he was a huge Jack fan. And he always said the biggest roar and most electric he's ever seen Augusta was when Jack won his last green jacket. Just amazing to be there for that. But he said he's never seen a golfer come on the scene that did what Tiger would do at Augusta. And he passed away about 6 years ago, Mickey. And I got to tell you, I was never going to Augusta. I never cheered for Tiger. I wasn't a Tiger fan. I've always been a Phil fan. I thought Tiger was somewhat arrogant and pompous in that. But, you know, when you said you taught your kids, I think you said maybe your niece, you gave her a life lesson. Well, one life lesson I try to teach my kids, Mickey, is true character of a man or a woman is how you rise off the mat. That shows your true character, Mickey, because we're all going to get knocked down in life. But how do you rise up off the mat? And I gained so much respect for Tiger as he started rising up off the mat, admitting his mistakes. I saw a man become humbled, which we all need to have humility in life. I saw a man that truly, I think, missed the game and now really realizes how much he loves this game and playing this game. I saw a man who embraced the crowds, started cheering my butt off for him. And I'll tell you what, I don't care what anyone says, Mickey, I really don't. Yesterday was one of the most special moments I've had in sports. To watch him drain that putt, the tears come to his eyes, the humility, thanking other people, thanking the other golfers, to watch the hugs he got. Man, if you didn't like that, if you're still going to come up with it's not a major or that, I got no use for you. That was an awesome day in sports. And I got to tell you, as I prepare for a Masters next year and taking my wife to Augusta, man, I'm excited because honestly, Mickey, this will be the first time I go to Augusta and cheer for Tiger Woods and for the comeback and for what he's gone through and what he's fought through adversity. Again, I'm just going to say this. If you can't cheer for that, well, I'm sorry, man. That's on you, man, because yesterday, again, it was just special. And it ranks up one of the best moments I've had in sports. If you love the game of golf, you had to love what happened yesterday. And I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks, Mickey.
Thanks, Zeke. I appreciate that. Delvin and Andrew, hang on. We're coming to you. I've got top of the hour, man. I just can't get to everybody now. We're going to do that. Talking Tiger Woods, talking Trevor Lawrence, really, and anything else in the sports world. But Reaction Monday, phone calls, text, and tweets. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Let them come in. Look at your garage floor. Let them have a measuring thing in there. They'll look at it. They'll measure everything. They're going to give you an estimate. They're going to give you a date. They'll come in, move everything out of your garage, lay this floor down, move everything back in. Your value of your home is going to go up. Slip resistant, stain resistant. You're going to absolutely love everything about it. Your floor is going to look amazing. Zach, you see my garage floor. It looks good. It's nice. I spent time in my garage as a result. There's a lot of different things you can do around the home. One of the best decisions I made was I called Tim Worley. Daniel Emanuel Parham came by. They set it up. It was awesome. Great guys, too, by the way. I like helping small businessmen and local business guys. These guys are among the best in as far as good friends of mine. They're great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call Tim today. Set up the appointment today. 404-8158. This is a no-obligation phone call. Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158. Our Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Our Health Care text line, 986-1566. Twitter, at Mickey Potter, at Mr. Orr24. Delvin, hang on. Your phone calls, texts, and tweets on a Reaction Monday when you come back for